The second Sunday of Easter within the octave is known as Divine Mercy Sunday. Pope St. John Paul II established this feast on April 30th in the year 2000. And as a young man, he fostered a devotion to a Polish religious sister, Faustina, who died at the age of 33 in 1938. Sister Faustina died right on the eve of World War II, just before Nazi Germany invaded Poland. Sister Faustina, as a young girl, felt called to be a religious sister. So, yeah, she was 7 years old, and by the time she reached 18, she had all these obstacles. She didn't think she would become a sister. And so Jesus appears to Sister Faustina in a vision and tells her, "How long will you keep putting me off?" And so shortly after that, she joined an order of Our Lady of Mercy. And within that first year of being a sister, the only comment made about Sister Faustina was, "No one special." And little did they know, she would, over her life, receive all these visions of Jesus, and the most famous being of the Divine Mercy. We see Jesus here revealing his Sacred Heart, and then two rays flowing out. There's this pale ray, which is a symbol for baptism and the Holy Spirit. And then there's a red ray, which is a symbol for Jesus' passion and the Holy Eucharist. Shortly after Sister Faustina's death, she became known as the Secretary of Divine Mercy. And Pope St. John Paul II declared her a saint and established this feast on the very same day. The Pope said that was the happiest day of his life. Later in 2005, Pope St. John Paul II himself would die on the vigil of this feast. So in a real way, the Divine Mercy defined his entire life and his pontificate. He said that divine mercy is the answer and solution to all the world's problems today. And if that's the case, we may simply wonder, what is mercy? Mercy is being able to suffer with someone who has a misery of heart. The very characteristic of God is mercy, who is love. God pours out his love in the place of misery. When we have a place of need or a misery in our life, that's the very place Jesus wants to pour out his love. And so where do we see this take place today? Where does Jesus pour out divine love in place of misery? It happens in the upper room. The upper room was an important place for the disciples and for our church. The upper room was the location of Holy Thursday, where Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist. Today, we heard how Jesus institutes the sacrament of reconciliation. He tells his apostles, "Receive the Holy Spirit, the sins you forgive will be forgiven." We also have the descent of the Holy Spirit come in this upper room, 50 days after the resurrection. So this is an important place. And St. John points out two appearances of Jesus where his disciples are in need of this mercy. The first appearance is on Easter Sunday. The disciples are behind locked doors in the upper room, and they are fearing the Jews. They are gripped with fear. And no wonder why. Their closest friend and Lord was just brutally killed, and they thought they were next. They were thinking these authorities were going to come after them and then put them to death. And so fear had them in captivity. The second appearance of Jesus happens a week later after Easter Sunday. Again, the disciples are in this upper room behind locked doors. But this time, Thomas is with them. Thomas just recently stated, "Unless if I touch Jesus' nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And so Thomas is not only gripped in fear, but also unbelief. And so with this fear, with unbelief, how does this divine love come in that place of misery? In both of those appearances, Jesus calms their fears and unbelief by going through those locked doors and saying, "Peace be with you." He then shows them his wounds, which are now glorified. Jesus is saying to his apostles, "I was willing to be wounded and to suffer so I can heal you of your fears. I was willing to be crucified, to be put to death, to give up my life so that you may have life." And Jesus provides his life to us through the sacraments. Baptism, confirmation, Holy Eucharist, reconciliation. All these life-giving sacraments were given to us in the upper room. And so on this Divine Mercy Sunday, is there any fear in our lives? Any misery? Any unbelief? Jesus wants to walk through those locked doors and say, "Peace be with you." May our response be with Thomas today, "My Lord and my God. Jesus, I trust in you."